Welcome to Dave DiPaolo's Deep Dive on Z94.3 and Z94.3Radio.com. Brought to you by the Waterford at Edison Lakes, an independent and assisted living community in Mishawaka. Come discover the difference. Today, we're profiling the Rolling Stones. The Stones were at the forefront of the British invasion of bands that took the United States listening audience by storm in 1964. They formed in 1962 in London and have been together writing, recording, and performing live on stage ever since, save for a few solo projects. This is our deep dive into the Stones. So how did they get their real name? Well, it wasn't the magazine, since that began in 1967. It wasn't Bob Dylan's influence. It was actually thanks to a blues song from Muddy Waters called Rolling Stone Blues. Since the Beatles and the Stones both fought a bit for the same rock and roll loving audience, the Stones' manager, Andrew Loog Allman, publicized the Stones by asking, "Would you let your daughter marry a Rolling Stone?" The positioning worked, and the Stones became the Bad Boys of British rock, against their good boy counterparts in the Beatles. In 1968, the Stones taped a British television special called Rock and Roll Circus. It featured rock and roll and circus performances, with guests Jethro Tull, John Lennon, Taj Mahal, and The Who, among others. The special was Lennon's first performance without the Beatles. Though it was set to air in the UK, it never actually aired on TV at all, but was released on video in 1995. Secret shows are not a new concept in the world of touring, but the Stones have been doing secret shows at small venues for quite a long time, often on the heels of a big world tour, so they can get some practice in. Remember Live Aid? The Stones didn't appear as a group, but members of the band showed up anyway. Mick Jagger sang duets with David Bowie and Tina Turner, and Keith Richards played guitar with Bob Dylan. If you've never actually seen a Rolling Stones live show, there's a good chance someone you immediately know has. The Stones are the highest-earning rock band in history, having grossed over $750 million. And their famous tongue logo was inspired by the Indian Hindu goddess Kali the Destroyer. It was designed by John Paish, who was a student at the Royal College of Art in London when he got a gig designing a poster for the Stones' 1970 European tour. Mick Jagger was wowed by the poster, so he asked Paish to create a logo for their new record label. Jagger suggested Kali as a starting point, and Paish incorporated Mick's mouth into the design. The logo first appeared on the inner sleeve of the Sticky Fingers album, and that cover of that album was designed by Andy Warhol, by the way, who is sometimes mistakenly credited for creating the Stones' Lips logo. And that is your deep dive for today.